Hey everyone, welcome to Beyond the Bio. We're glad you joined us today and excited to share a series that will not only dive deep into the stories of our exceptional leaders at Bain, but get into how we work together and how we aspire to be better as a firm through our operating principles. These core principles are what produced our outstanding results, empower our teams, and fuel the reason why we're consistently recognized as the best place to work. Join us as we break down our five operating principles through the voices of guests who live them in their everyday lives and in their careers at Bain. Joining us today are Antonio Martinez Leal, a partner in Madrid and former managing partner of our Iberia office, and Ignacio, aka Nacho Otero, current managing partner of our Iberia offices. As we continue our operating principles series, we'll have a conversation about the operating principle, a Bainey never lets another Bainey fail. As we define it, that operating principle means we are here for each other's well-being, we trust and support each other in the spirit that another's success is our success. Together, we'll learn about their Bain journeys and how their stories embody this operating principle. Antonio and Nacho, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
A pleasure.
So before we get into your Bain journeys, I want to take a few minutes and share with our listeners a little bit more about the operating principle, a Bainey never lets another Bainey fail. This is one of our oldest operating principles, and it's one of those things that it sort of grew up organically over time, but it came to define a lot of our supportive culture. And I was curious if you two can share with our listeners what this operating principle means to you. And Antonio, maybe we'll start with you for this one.
Thanks, Keith. Yeah, I think it means that we support each other through life, not only through work, and that life happens. And as it happens, we just need to be prepared to jump in and to support each other proactively.
What about you, Nacho?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is clearly one of the principles where I think we look at this from a complete set of angles. It's supporting ourselves, but it's also providing very transparent, direct feedback that helps us improve in our careers, in our life, within Bain, beyond Bain. It's really about giving the right feedback and the right insight to people to actually make the right decisions as they progress in their career and take the right set of actions.
And is this operating principle primarily about not failing at work or on a client assignment, or is it broader than that?
I think it is broader, right? It is not supporting us only through our careers in important decision points and providing feedback and support also through life as life happens and it brings challenges to us, but also on everyday endeavors and how we deal with mundane situations or with client-related situations.
Yeah, and I remember feeling some of that support when I was doing a proposal meeting, and we were on the West Coast of the United States, and it was a really important proposal for me as a relatively young partner, and a partner from Europe that had a relationship with that client actually flew over for that meeting just to make sure that I had the support that I needed from the corporate account lead, so to speak, or the client head. It was amazing for me. Do you, either of you, want to share examples of when you felt this operating principle personally in your journeys?
Yeah, maybe I can start. I think one time I saw it very clearly for me was, and actually it's interesting because Antonio was the main point of support there of this concept, right? I was associate partner at the time, had fantastic career at Bain, thrilled, you know, lots of great experiences, traveled the world, etc. But it was a time in my life where I had married, I was thinking about having family, I was going to have my first kid. And that's, for me at least, and I think for many people, probably it's a bit of a fantastic moment in life, but also a bit stressful. So yeah. I was also, you know, we had to switch, move homes, completely reorganize a bit of our life as we enter this new chapter. And I went to Antonio and asked for his support on that moment in life. And if I could take some time off to organize, support parental leave, which was at that time was not mandatory or legal in Spain. Basically, we had a very limited, at least for male workers, we had a very limited parental leave. And the support I got from Antonio, the system, the office was tremendous in the sense of we know you're going through a very important moment in your life, in your career. We want to support you. You've done great things for Bain. And we want you to have the right setup, you know, to continue thriving in your career, thriving with Bain. And it was fantastic. You know, I was able to take a few months off, organize, support my wife, also support moving home, etc., enjoying time with my first son. And really, for me, it was critical to not fail at the stage because obviously, as Antonio and we were saying before, it's about career, but it's also about life and how you combine both things together and have balance and be able to manage that over time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about you, Antonio?
Well, this also involves Nacho through health challenges with my family as we speak, offering all sorts of not only flexibility, but professional support as well as human care of the situation I'm living through. That means a lot to me, and I'm grateful for, especially to Nacho and to the entire office, of the support they've expressed every day for me to go through this situation.
Yeah, I think what's been interesting for me as it relates to this operating principle is that it really does include everyone at the firm, right? It's not just that the most senior leaders have some challenge and they need to step away, but it's everybody on the team. And in some ways, Nacho, I've spoken with a couple of junior male workers who were concerned about taking parental leave when their first child was born. And for them to be able to look up and see senior leaders taking advantage of that opportunity at different points in time, I think changes the way they view it and allows them to take advantage of the opportunity. So they're not just winning at work, but they're sort of winning in life as well and taking the time they need to be with their families. One thing I wanted to ask you both about was the importance of the office head transition. Iberia is a very important market for us. It's growing. We opened the new office in Portugal relatively recently. We were on a very good trajectory. And Antonio, I can imagine handing the baby off to a new leader or a new caretaker can be a little bit scary because of what you've built over the last several years in Bain Iberia. Can you talk a little bit about that transition and how you thought about handing over the baton to a new office head to lead the next generation or next iteration of the office?
Yeah, spot on. I think that we had the luxury of not only having a great relationship among ourselves, but having had the opportunity to work a number of years together. So a lot of the growth was certainly Nacho's leadership role in recruiting, actually working with you, by the way,
yeah.
Keith.
Yeah.
So clearly it was a great relief to know that the person following was a person committed to the growth of the team. I think that what we've done combined together, if you put together Nacho's tenure and my tenure together, is certainly big emphasis on building a very high-performing team, a well-functioning team, and growing that in size. I mean, by many accounts, again, putting the last 10 years of the office, I think we've multiplied by 4 the size of the office together. So yes, as you correctly point out, it was a transition. Personally, it was a transition, which I'm very grateful of the support Nacho has given me over these 2 years. But I was reassured that it was going to be a complete success, not only because of Nacho's leadership style and high professionalism, but also having had experience to work as a team together in growing the office.
And Nacho, I wanted to ask you about the transition as well, because one of the things that doesn't immediately become clear to people outside of Bain is, you know, now you're the office head, but that means you're leading or serving partners that in some ways were more senior to you, in some cases may have been the ones that hired you or promoted you to partner. Yeah. How do you think about that transition, and what do you learn from the other partners as you take on such an important role in the office?
Yeah, no, it's a very good question. I think the generosity on how this transition is typically run at Bain, and I had the opportunity, by the way, when I took the role to speak to many Bain partners and specifically office heads from other offices, you know, which jumped to a call immediately to talk me about their experiences and their transition, because obviously you can imagine it's quite a big shoes to step into. I think what I'm really amazed is how, as Bain partners and leadership, were really hardwired around this concept of servant leadership rotation, and the generosity that Antonio showed, both to, on the one hand, coach me, guide me, teach me everything, and give me his perspective, but at the same time, give me the space and the freedom to set up my own leadership style. And specifically, I remember very clear at the beginning when he said, look, I think it's a good idea that Antonio told me, no, it's a good idea that I don't join during 6 months the partner meetings. I'm mostly happy to support you, talk to you one-to-one, etc. But it's your opportunity now to make your space, build your leadership style with the rest of the team, etc. As you said, there are more senior partners there, etc. You need to somehow earn your respect. And I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be in the middle of that. Obviously, you have me here to discuss, and we had like weekly calls and continue to work together in setting that. But I had my own space in with the partners and the rest of the team, which, as you're learning and growing in the role, is, I think, is a critical, especially during the first month. So really, it's around the generosity, the support you get, and also even from other senior partners. They understand perfectly the role. So I remember partners who have been, as you said, that hire me, part of the team, who are my mentors, and actually how to coach, support, and really during the meetings, really helped me with the office, with the partners, really set the tone on the next chapter.
Awesome. Cool. So now that we've learned about a Bainey never lets another Bainey fail and how it's shown up for each of you personally throughout your careers, I thought maybe we could talk about your journeys a little bit. And Antonio, we can start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about how you grew up and what your career goals were when it became time to leave home?
Yeah, for sure. So let me start with my choosing of engineering as a practical decision. I was born and raised in a family of two biologists. I never had the intention to pursue the same career, but honestly, my parents advised me not to do so because of the lack of support for research in Mexico. So I decided out of practicality to join the National Autonomous University to pursue a career in engineering. And from engineering then, it was a major leap to consulting. I went into working as an engineer, by the way, for a company based in Spain. And after 2 years in Spain, then went back to Mexico. So I went to business school, and then in business school, I joined one of our competitors. I worked there for 15 years. Then I was approached by Bain to join the Mexico City office to set up the financial services team. I joined Bain in Mexico. And because of my financial services work, I was exposed to the Madrid office team. Matthew Meacham was leading the office at that point in time. That's how we met. And it crossed his mind in a crazy idea that I was potentially a good fit to come lead the office after his tenure as office head.
So there's a lot to unpack there, and I want to back up a minute. You said you went to MIT, great university, by the way, I might add, but you joined one of our competitors. Why didn't you come to Bain for the summer or after business school?
In business school, because I was offered that single position in the competitor. I was not offered a position at Bain at that point in time.
Now, Antonio, I want to come back to you in a minute, but Nacho, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your journey, where you grew up and how you ended up choosing your major and your path.
Yeah. No, look, I'm originally from Spain, from the northwest, Galicia, which is north of Portugal. But actually, given family reasons, I traveled to different places. I lived in Canada. I've lived in Madrid, Barcelona. I lived in Singapore. I lived in Paris. So quite a bit of international, always following a bit family career in a way. Eventually, I was living in Barcelona. I came the time to study, and I had always loved science. So I was very passionate about physics, mathematics, all those kind of skills. But actually, I was also very excited about putting that in practice, in solving practical problems. So that took me to engineering. I loved any kind of engineering, but to be honest, I was very bad at drawing. So I decided to do telecommunications engineering, which didn't involve any drawing. And by the way, it was also very trendy at the time. It was the time of I started university in 1996. So, you know, all the telco operators were growing and, you know, all the internet, etc. So it was really a great, exciting opportunity. I tend to time, by the way, my studies not great, at least when I finished, because I finished in 2001, which was the .com bubble. But I also, by the way, started my MBA at INSEAD in 2008, which was when Lehman Brothers was collapsing. So I would want to short the market every time I start some study. But anyway, I finished engineering. To be honest, at that time, I think neither Bain or any of our competitors was coming on campus to do recruiting. So really, for me, strategy consulting was a bit of a mystery. I joined more IT consulting, which was okay, but not really my passion. Then eventually, I worked in management roles for the Spanish public administration for several years. I decided to switch careers, and the best way to switch that career, go away from just pure IT work and more into general management, decided to go to INSEAD. And there I discovered the passion for strategy consulting, and specifically my love for Bain.
Now, you both have been in the Madrid office for a long time at this point, and I first met you two, I think, in person when I took my recruiting role back in 2013. I think Madrid was one of the first couple of offices I visited. So Nacho, I spent time with you and the team, and Antonio, I think we went to lunch, which was awesome out in Madrid. But I would like to talk for both of you a little bit about growing the office over these last couple of years. What has been, Antonio, for you, one of the things that you're most proud of as you've grown the office over that time period?
Well, it's definitely building a team of people, a well-functioning team with a esprit de corps mentality and teaming. Again, as we were discussing before, if we combine Nacho's leadership and mine, obviously, consequence of the great team effort, we've multiplied the office 4 times in terms of size. So we were coming from a subscale presence in an interesting market in Europe to now have at least a credible platform where we can build a sustainable careers for our people. The thing I'm most proud of is helping build this magnificent team that now Nacho is leading.
Mm-hmm. And Nacho, when did you take on your first leadership role in the office? Because as I said, I knew you from the recruiting role, which means you were responsible for helping build the office during that growth period. But how did that come about, and how did you grow your leadership roles from there?
Yeah. At Bain, we have this principle of we expect as you grow in leadership, either you're a manager, senior manager, et cetera, to start taking roles and responsibilities in different areas. I found the opportunity to work. At the time, I worked with another of our colleagues, main partner, Borja Tramathaiges, who was responsible for recruiting at the time, started working with him on the topic and really discovered that bringing people to Bain, going through the experience, going on campus recruiting, et cetera, was quite a second passion for me. And it was also a great opportunity to take responsibilities on how you pitch to people and sell to people and also bring, you know, all my experience at Bain as an opportunity to get other team members. No, and it's very important. I think that's why this is a piece of our business which is critical to us. It's really having the best teams and the most engaged people working for us, with us, and working for our clients. I think I probably did fairly well with recruiting over time, so took increased responsibility, and it was a pleasure and an honor to serve with Antonio in that mission of growing the office. And we actually did a lot of innovative things to bring people. We had a fast-paced growth, so really needed to hire a lot of people at different levels. And also, very importantly, and Antonio always taught me that lesson of how we could punch above our weight in terms of what we could do creatively on campus, et cetera, and really bring the spirit of Bain to our recruits.
I think what we've done is not only be creative and tell a story, so that we'll get people enthusiastic about joining the office, which was, first of all, it was a story because it was not a reality. So we were just storytelling what this could be. And I think that was an exciting part of our joint work together of creating this narrative that will attract people, but then making it happen. And to Nacho's earlier point, to make it happen was not only recruiting the right talent, but supporting them through onboarding and their careers. And I think that has been very rewarding for both of us, not only identifying the right talent, but also being able to integrate and support them throughout their careers.
And as you're integrating and supporting talent now, you're integrating and supporting talent across two offices. So can one of you talk about our Lisbon office, one of the newer offices in the system, and how that came to be?
So we had activity, as you know, Keith, we had activity in Portugal for a number of years, and it was always a question that was missing. And to be honest, the first reason, coming back to talent, the first reason why we needed to open the office and the rationale to open the office was because 20 to 25% of our talent pool is from Portugal. So at the very least, we were convinced that we needed people and we needed the right talent, and Portugal has been and will be a great source of talent. So it was not an option for us not to have a formal presence. On top of that, obviously, there's interesting and very attractive clients to serve. But first and foremost, the motivation was to set foot in Portugal was from a talent perspective.
Yeah. And I think just to add, having gone more recently through the recruiting process of ramping up the office fairly quickly, because as Antonio was saying, you know, we already had business. We were establishing teams, ramping up that very quickly, working with clients that were scaling up fairly fast, is how to create that story, that excitement around Lisbon, around the fact that, yes, we had been operating in the market, but, you know, we were the new kid in the block. And what was different, what we could offer as a differential value proposition for Portuguese talent to join a firm like Bain. And I think there was elements around, obviously, the local market, our culture at Bain that is recognized as differential, but also the integration with Madrid and Iberia as a system, international opportunities, opportunities in private equity and so forth, that really excited a lot of candidates, both in the market, but also from industry players and even some of our competitors who asked, you know, to join our team.
So as we start to wrap, I want to take us back to our operating principle focus for today. A Bainey never lets another Bainey fail. And Antonio, I sort of mentioned earlier that you've handed the baton off, but that doesn't mean you stop running as a leader in Bain Iberia. So how do you stay involved and how do you stay supportive going forward as you continue to work in the Iberia office and be an important leader in the system?
So two things come to mind. Playing a strong leadership role in client development, especially on larger flagship accounts that would add to the Bain Iberia portfolio, and that not only in terms of activity, but also in terms of prestige. And second, obviously supporting Nacho and the partner team in specific missions. For example, alumni that obviously, just because of having had the opportunity to lead the office for a number of years, I know quite a few of our alumni. Also in terms of growing our reputation in the market through external relationship efforts. So combining client-facing activity plus more supporting client development and combining that with supporting the office through activities like alumni and external relations to grow the office reputation. Also, thanks also to Nacho for the opportunity, I continue supporting in important decision-making points of our colleagues' careers. So path to partner and path to senior partner, I continue supporting Nacho in the process, setting forth my experience in the matter and supporting our colleagues' careers going forward.
And Nacho, let me close with you by asking how you're going to set the tone for the offices, Madrid and Lisbon, in terms of a Baney never lets another Baney fail, but also in terms of the office culture that you want to build and the team that you want to build in Bain Iberia. How do you go about doing that as the incoming office head, although I know you've been in the role for a little while now?
Yeah, no, look, I mean, the good thing is we were coming from the times of Antonio on a fantastic growth trajectory, so that makes things quite easy, you know, to continue the narrative around growth and how we can accelerate our growth. I think my role, and together with the rest of the partner team, has been how we continue raising the bar of what Bain is in the Spanish and the Portuguese market, both collectively as a team, which I think is a critical piece, how we are this high-performing team. We really set up everyone for success. We give them opportunities, but also very importantly, individually, and we've stressed this point quite substantially, is for our growth ambition, we really need to step up every one of us individually. And that means ownership. People taking ownership at different levels, you know, starting from, you know, our associate consultants all the way to the partner team in different roles, can be, you know, with clients, with teams, with the culture of the office, etc. It's really about creating that sense of ownership. And that's one of the challenges and opportunities I'm facing in the role, is really this is now about a scale office, you know, where you start to have a certain level of scale of, you know, a mid-size, high or large scale office, where, you know, it's a bit more difficult now for everyone to know each other from their name, remember everyone's names every day, etc. We operate in two markets now, two different physical offices. You know, it's been also the time post-COVID where a lot of remote work is happening. So it's also about how do we scale a lot of these elements of culture. And that's where what I learned is really about a lot of getting leverage and ownership from the team and taking responsibility. So it's really about creating this common sense of purpose for the team around a mission, around this mission of growing, serving our clients, being the reference challenger in the market, providing new, fresh ideas into the market, and having individually all our team members really engage around that. And that is critical. And this point around not letting people fail is also about ensuring that you have the right team members engaged at all times. And I felt sometimes people go through different circumstances, etc. They want to try different things. They're not so much engaged, etc. We have to be clear, direct and open around that. And that's perfectly fine. That's another meaning of not letting people fail. It's also letting them know, you know, when their setup is not there for them to succeed.
That's really well said. And for me, as we start to wrap up, I would just add that this operating principle, really, the way you're both articulating, is about each one of us showing up for each one of us every single time. And it's tremendously reassuring to take a risk with your career, to take on a new leadership role, or to open a new office, or to try and break into that new account when you know that 18, 20,000 other colleagues have your back and will do everything they can to help you. And so I appreciate you both taking time out today to share a little bit about your journeys and the operating principle, a Baney never lets another Baney fail. Thank you for taking the time. And it was great catching up with both of you today.
Thank you.
Thank you. A pleasure, Keith, as always.